Hello and welcome to our Valentine's Day podcast of Seriously Potter. Divya is supposed to do this, Divya.
This is Seriously Potter, episode 12 for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love Valentine's Day with all of my heart.
We even have a special Valentine's music CD.
You may listen to it in the background while we talk for a while.
Okay.
So, we have a new MySpace. Not a new MySpace, we have a
Elliot, we need to introduce
And
Blair yourself.
Is going to talk about that later.
Elliot.
Oh, come on.
Can you remember?
Yeah, well, we have tons of new people on this podcast today.
Okay,
Elliot.
Let's start out with our introductions. This is...
Divya!
This is...
Vanessa!
This is...
Jada Marie!
This is...
Nico!
And this is Elliot!
Yeah!
Because we totally didn't know that.
And later, Blair's going to be coming on and talking about our MySpace, which is beautiful.
Awesome!
But not as beautiful as me.
Of course.
So, guys, what are we talking about today? I have no idea.
Well,
I haven't prepared at all.
Right? It is Valentine's Day, so
the day
we
of
have
love.
A special Valentine's podcast planned out for everybody.
About
Valentine's Day
love.
Okay, first we're going to start off with the news. Vanessa will do that.
Okay, so Emma Watson dreads kissing...
What?
Okay. Emma Watson dreads kissing Rupert Grint. She says, well, I've never had to do it before, so I can't say I've had any technique.
What's happening
said,
in that picture?
She's talking about their on-screen kiss for Deathly Hallows.
That's what we call it. Okay.
Okay. I've never had to kiss anyone on screen, so it is all new to me. Of course, I'm nervous about it, but apparently it gets boring after a couple takes. That's what Dan said to me anyway. Rupert is also pretty nervous, despite his graphic nude scene is in his new movie Cherry Bomb. Crosswords, anyone? And Borders gets an exclusive Twilight DVD.
Ew!
And, And they collaborate together to make a DVD box set. This box set includes 60 extra minutes of,
Okay, I would not watch 60 extra minutes of that movie.
Elliot, shut up! Okay? 60 extra minutes of bonus features, 10 photo cards printed on... What was that?
Pedal
and unique packaging. The box set is $39.99.
Expensive!
And will be available on March 21st, 2009.
Or you could get it off Netflix.
We all know Jordan's not gonna get this DVD.
Well, probably is.
Well, if you guys think about it, a box set of all the Harry Potter books is like $70, so it's not exactly that
bad.
Yeah,
they're cheap butts over there.
Okay, James and Oliver Phelps gave an interview posted by Snitch Seeker, and it took place on Halloween in 2008. So the interview is on our website.
It was at the Electronic Arts Be the One event promoting the Half-Blood Prince movie and the video game. But it sucks because they're not going to be in the video game.
They aren't?
But
not?
They have my jeans. I'm wearing those jeans right now. If you look on our picture of the James and Oliver Phelps, you can see those are my jeans. I look just like them. There's
like
actually
the red
two
hair.
Of me. I'm going to dye my hair red and look exactly like them and confuse people all the time.
And we have the poster, the teaser posters that we talked about a while ago. They have them in high resolution. Elliot? And according to the New York Times, there's going to be a montage of scenes shown at the Oscars from Half-Blood Prince and other Warner Brothers films.
Including Sherlock Holmes, Terminator Salvation.
What?
And other.
This is
Warner
to celebrate
Brothers
their 80th
movies.
Anniversary, correct?
Yeah.
Sherlock
so.
Holmes?
No.
I hope you enjoy our new layout.
Yeah.
It was designed by Blair. Actually, no, it was designed by Prism.
But Blair put it
but
on
Blair
the site.
Blair put it on there. She is our MySpace and HTML coordinator, and she'll be coming on later to talk to you a little bit about HTML. She will speak in only HTML. No kidding. It makes no sense to me.
Ellie, you're staying on my shoelace with your chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your shoelace is here with that.
Okay, so now on to our main topic, which is the top 10 ships, and this is according to fanfiction.net, but first Divya is going to go to us with all the fanfiction vocabulary.
Okay, so first of all, you may be wondering what
no,
a
don't
ship
click, don't click,
is.
Don't click.
A ship stands for relationship, so
no,
it's like a relationship between two different people, like, let's say Harry and Ginny, Ron and Hermione. Those are what we call ships. And if you're a supporter of a ship, you're a shipper. Just like Vanessa is a Draco Harry shipper.
No, I'm not.
Wait, no. I'm a Draco Harry
no,
shipper.
No, what? I'm the Neville Luna
what
shipper.
If you're against the ship,
oh,
yeah. Are you a boater?
Ew.
Oh, I don't know.
Look at romantics.
Okay, so Elliot is a Draco Harry shipper.
What?
And then we also have some other
other characters.
Fan fiction vocab, like slash. That means relationships that are not in the book. Canon is relationships.
That's not what slash means.
No, slash is just Harry slash Ginny. Hermione slash Lee.
Oh, really? I thought, oh, never mind.
No, slash is not porn.
No, monkeys. That's not what I meant.
It's just relationships that are not in the book.
Yeah.
And they're made up.
Yeah, she was totally right.
And then, canon is relationships that are in the book. Like, Harry and Ginny is canon because J.K. Rowling wrote that. And that's your little bit of fanfiction vocabulary.
And MuggleNet, being the awful side that it is, has taken Harry Draco out of their
MuggleNet took their fanfiction site no longer has Harry Draco, so Elliot is not happy.
Well, fanfiction, you can get fanfictions at MuggleNet. Are they at Leaky Cauldron?
I'm worried I'm going to find something I don't want to find. I'm just going to stop searching this.
I don't know if they're at Leaky Cauldron, but there's also a place called fanfiction.net.
Fanfiction.net.
And,
that is not just Harry Potter fanfiction.
They have everything, so.
Fanfiction was actually existed in small amounts before Harry Potter, but Harry Potter's what made it what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
And Twilight's what ruined it, so.
Twilight fanfiction, I've read some, it's no fun.
No.
It really isn't.
Because everybody already does do each other in those books. So there's nobody else, there's no surprise. Whereas with, Harry Potter fanfiction, Harry and Draco wouldn't never have sex in the books, but it's so fun in fanfiction. Whereas, you know what, if Harry and Draco were Twilight characters, they might have sex, because that's what Twilight's about.
But what if Twilight characters were Harry Potter characters?
There is those
two. They have that's called a crossover.
Oh, really?
And it's gross and sick and wrong.
I've read some funny fanfictions about Emmett.
I like fanfictions.
Okay, you guys are smiling, and it's not making me feel comfortable.
No, it was rated K, so it's just really funny. Okay, so now we're going to go to our top 10 ships discussion. This is all Harry Potter.
And these are the ships that most people write about, so we're going to go from the 10th most popular to the most popular ship.
The way we figured out which ones are the most popular is we used fanfiction.net. We looked up a ton of ships, and we found the ones with the most numbers of stories. So we're going to count up to number 1. Starting with number 10, we have Tonks and Lupin with 2,317 stories.
Are we going to discuss these?
Yeah.
Well, okay. They're dead, so too bad.
No, Ellie, pretend they aren't dead, okay?
I think they were a cute couple.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I love that.
Give us your opinion.
I think that they were like, I don't know. They were really, I think they really fit together well. And
they were adorable. Nice.
And their son sounds so cool.
Quit bouncing your
son. Love to be their son.
Is a metamorphomagus. That is
and
beyond
to be
awesome.
A metamorphomagus in high school, do you imagine how cool that would be?
I know.
Yeah.
I wish. Everybody, moment of silence for wishing you were metamorphomagus.
Oh. But I was truly surprised when the Tonks and Remus thing happened, like at the end of book 6, was it?
Because J.K. Rowling was giving us the impression that it was Tonks and Sirius, and she was moaning over his death, and then it was Tonks and Remus, and
yeah,
it was
because
like, whoa!
Her Patronus was
I'm guessing they take that out of the movie. Yeah. I'm just going to say it right now.
I think they might, too. No, actually, I've seen pictures of them together.
I didn't think they could be together without being...
Well, they look like in love together.
I didn't expect both of them to die. I thought either one of them would die.
Oh, I saw the death.
Yeah, I thought either one of them would die or none of them would die. So I was surprised when both of them died.
You know what was also cool with their kid, Teddy Lupin? His parents were killed, and Harry is his godfather, and it's like the stories come full circle, you know.
But what about she? It's so funny because she signed it up like she was gonna write a book 8. I think she was leaving it open for fan fiction.
But the last word was Scar,
apparently the last word was going to be Scar several years ago,
and then it changed,
and she just forgot to tell us that she changed it. It was always well. Yeah.
Well, that's not a word. Well is the word.
Okay, and we're also going to talk about who Teddy's involved with in some fanfiction. It's a secret.
In some fanfictions, it's Harry. I'm just going to say, I've read those. They're not as good as Harry Draco.
Harry's not like Michael Jackson, though.
Okay. Do we want to go to number 9?
Number 9, Snape and Harry.
I'm gagging my... I just threw it in my mouth.
5,000. 54 stories.
Snape is not Michael Jackson, even though he looks like him.
I think maybe it's just like Snape couldn't have Lily, so Harry's the next best thing, maybe. Maybe that's what I'm saying.
He has his
great
eyes.
I've seen a bunch of fanfics with Snape and Hermione.
Yeah, I found an inappropriate picture of Snape and Hermione that I wasn't didn't mean to find, I swear.
You know, if you like
Nico's
look
grave.
Up Harry Potter.
My grave?
If you look up Harry Potter fan art, I just did that on Google one day, and I found a ton of Snape and Hermione pictures that were really creepy.
Is everybody thinks of Snape as Alan Rickman. Snape is much younger in the books.
Oh,
it's
He's sort of
so
like,
it's a little bit less.
He's sort of like the sexy Prince of Darkness.
Alan Rickman is really old because he has white hair.
But
Snape
he's an
is
amazing
younger
actor,
than that.
So.
Yeah,
because
Snape's like the same age as like Sirius and Lupin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Lupin only looks pretty old because of the werewolf thing.
Yeah.
Sirius is pretty young.
So take Sirius as an example. Or, you know, like the pictures in the first book you see of Harry's dad and mom? Kind of like that age.
Oh my god, it's so PG.
I wonder if, like, Lily might have gotten involved with Sirius.
Huh.
You know,
I think Sirius was involved with everybody at some point.
Yeah, I've read a lot of fanfics, and they always make Sirius a player.
Yeah,
and then
well, Sirius was a player.
Yeah, do we know that?
Yes,
it's implied, like in the fifth book when he like sees.
What's in Harry's glasses in this one?
What's on his?
Sorry, I'm looking at the teaser posters. I will.
And then, like, I've read one fanfic. I think you've read this too, Vanessa.
The Sirius's Diary one.
It's Sirius Black's notebook. And
then
the sequel to that is Fred Weasley's Awesome Notebook. And in that series, it comes on because it apparently takes place during Goblet of Fire. So they're all meeting in the cave. And he's, like, naming his children. And there's, like, Seamus Finnegan, Fred George Weasley, Dean Thomas. And, like,
oh, wait, those are also
goes
his
on
children?
And on.
That's funny. That's very funny.
There's also tons of fan fiction where he gets really, really drunk. Like, I read this one fan fiction where he got super, super drunk and
Serious?
Then put on... Yeah, and then he put on an oyster costume and ran around the Great Hall.
Okay, so back to Snape and Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was so random.
We're coming to the conclusion that Snape thinks Harry is a reminder of Lily, and we're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, I think he just, like, is pained by Harry's existence because it, like, reminds him of Lily so much.
Well, if he's pained by him, why is he screwing him?
He's not screwing him!
As you might have noticed in previous episodes, my bad words are bleeped out with monkey calls. So I'm trying to say as many inappropriate words as I can, so I just go. I might just scream the F word in the middle of this just so I can have a really long monkey call.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's like, oh my god, monkeys are attacking.
Okay, let's go into our next ship while I beat Elliot with something sharp.
Okay, number 8, we have Lupin and Sirius with 8,343 stories.
Wait, Lupin and Sirius?
Yes.
I can imagine that.
I've done more than imagine.
There's like a ton of fanfictions with that, and I just hate it because Lupin is supposed to be with Tonks.
I don't know. I think
like if they were like together for a while and they were like sort of friends at school, they might have gotten involved.
Experimented?
Yeah, experimented.
You know what I think?
We should make this explicit.
James was like falling in love with Lily, and he was kind of like ignoring them, like
Peter
for Lily.
Peter Pettigrew is just there.
Nah, he's just there.
Yeah. Well, I could imagine Sirius getting involved with a lot of Muggle girls and screwing them.
Yeah,
because he had the pictures on his wall.
Lupin.
Oh yeah, because of
and he had Muggle
pictures
to piss off his mom. I think that was less hit in order to make his mom mad.
Jean Marie, your thoughts?
I think it's weird.
Gail.
Yeah. Lupin is supposed to be with Tonks.
It
doesn't work.
Well, this is
why it's a
shipper.
Is a cannon shipper. High five.
I don't like cannon ships. They're not as fun.
Vanessa and I are going to talk about
cannon ships
now.
No,
what are we on, 7?
We're going on to number 7. This is a cannon ship. Harry and Ginny.
I hated that one.
Harry
That's
and Ginny with 11,407 stories.
I read a really cute one once on MuggleNet fanfiction, which I now hate because they don't have Harry Draco on there anymore. And it was he proposed, I think it was Valentine's Day or Christmas, and it was really good. And then they watched Muggle TV because Arthur got them a TV for Christmas. I thought it was really cute, but it's kind of less canon now because they were older on and they didn't have kids, and it was weird. So it's not canon anymore. I read it before Book 7 was released, but It was really cute.
Oh, by the way, I figured out that I think in the epilogue of Deathly Hallows, Harry's in his 30s or 40s, actually.
Yeah, because 17 years later, so
yeah,
wouldn't
so
that be 34?
19 plus 17.
Oh, he was, yeah, so.
Would he be in his 40s?
No, he wouldn't be in his 40s.
Okay, let's do the math. 6, carry the 136.
I hate math.
36. He was 36 years old.
The thing I don't like about canon fan fiction stories, it's just like, it's just not as fun.
Yeah, you're like, it happened.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, it happened. I like reading non-fiction.
I actually didn't like, I hated, I thought the relationship between Harry and Ginny was really boring because one thing you knew was going to happen from basically the second book.
No, a lot of, there was a ton of Harry Hermione trips. There were these huge arguments. I remember I got into a forum once. They were
intense. How could they think Harry and Hermione? But we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I wish that
would happen. I like Harry and Ginny. They're cute. Jean and Marie?
I think they're kind of cute, but I also think it's kind of weird because Ginny's Ron's little sister. That just,
they're brother-in-law.
That kind of put a barrier in it for me.
It's kind of weird because now they're all related.
I'm not going to marry your sister, Nika, don't worry.
Okay. I don't want you to marry my sister.
I'm not going to.
Okay, let's go on to number 6. This is a slash ship. Ron and Harry with 13,349
stories. I could
totally
imagine that.
I don't like those.
Ron is not appealing to me. I don't.
Well, I thought, you know, like when they go on that big camping trip in the Deathly Hallows and if Hermione left them for a while?
Yeah, I could see that happening then. I just don't.
No, they do guy things. No. They'd be like, I have an idea. Let's like perform. Never mind.
Jean Marie?
Hey, God, good idea, Ron. This is fun.
Jean Marie, your thoughts?
I think they're best friends, and they should be nothing more than best friends.
I like that. Oh.
I don't know, like.
It's not that,
What bugs me, like, I've read some Harry and Ron fan fictions. What bugs me is, like, when people write fan fictions, they portray Ron as stupid.
Yeah.
He isn't a
they
bumbling
do not get,
idiot,
nobody
guys.
Gets the complexity besides us and J.K. Rowling.
Okay,
the movie it's only because of the movie. The movie makes Ron sort of seem stupid. He's not stupid.
He's like comic relief in the movie.
Yeah, but he's not stupid.
He's gonna get intense this time. Well, he was really good last time with his.
I've read, there's this really good fan fiction author, Time Passes or something like that. She does the best Ron and Hermione.
Wait, are we on Ron and Hermione already?
No.
No, don't go ahead. Don't go ahead, Divya.
But she does. She makes Ron so awesome and amazingly cool.
I hate when people like make Ron seem like it's stupid.
That's the
look at our sight in fast motion.
Okay, stop it.
So let's move on to number 5 with 14,128 stories. James and Lily Potter.
Why would you write this? This is not in the books. There's no basis. We know what happened.
Of course they had a relationship, but I could imagine, like...
Yeah.
I could imagine Lily having an affair with Sirius.
I could,
during their relationship.
That's not fun.
James and Lily are so cute, though!
I don't...
No, James is an ass.
I don't like reading these fan fictions just for the reason we don't really know as much about their character. So it's really just like
reading...
And
we actually don't really care, either.
Yeah, it's just like...
Care.
It's just reading something, like, you don't really care about. Like,
we
know...
We only care about the next generation.
Yeah, like, we like reading Remus and Tonks, because
be
we
like
know
Degrassi
about
would be
them,
on Harry the next generation.
Okay, so what you're saying is, you don't like these as much because you didn't get a chance to know their characters.
Yeah. See, and it's just... I think it's kind of just like a lazy way out for fan fiction writers, because then they can just completely make up everything about
them. Yeah, because it happened before the book.
They can just make everything up.
Yeah, they can make like tons of stuff up.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
It's like getting two completely characters that no one's ever heard of and then incorporating the Harry Potter world.
It just makes it more complicated.
But I've read some cute ones that were adorable.
Oh, there's a lot of cute ones. There's a lot. There's fan fiction everywhere from really, really bad to really, really cute to really, really hot. There's like a triangle there.
Yeah. So we're gonna go on to
like
our
the
next
fire
one.
Triangle.
Like, some of them have horrible grammar and you just can't read.
Oh yeah, Like I hate when they type in like IM talk on the.
Oh, that's awful.
You're just like this.
Or
is
when
a
Jordan
story.
Does it in her post, and I have to edit them. Sorry.
Oh, I hate that too.
Okay.
Jordan, knock it off.
Jordan, if you're listening.
So we're on to number 4, Draco and Hermione with 14,731
That ruins Draco Harry for
stories.
Me.
I love Draco and Hermione. It's my favorite.
Ew. We all know Draco is not supposed to be with Hermione.
If Draco and Hermione were having a relationship,
it would be because Draco molested Hermione.
No, like, because I've read
ew.
No, like, the ones I read and the ones I love the most are where, like, Draco, like, he's really had some time to think after the war, so he's decided to change, and then he's all nice and sweet, and it's really awesome.
Draco's a player.
From what we got in Book 7 in the epilogue, Harry and Draco are still cordial, but Draco hasn't changed much. She's still, like, a wimpy little kid who is, like, prejudiced against mudbloods. And he's so prejudiced against mudbloods that he's certainly not gonna, like, get in a relationship with one.
Yeah, I think he still thinks that he's not, I think he's gone away from the dark side maybe for a while. But still, he and Harry still, I think, hate each other because, I mean, I think Draco... Harry are always going to hate each other forever.
But doesn't mean Hermione has to hate him forever.
It's the way he was raised that he's going to be prejudiced against mudbloods even after the war. He'll still hide it, but he'll be prejudiced against them.
Yeah, I don't believe that somebody can change that drastically. I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah, and in all Harry Draco fanfic, he doesn't change. He's still a jerk, and it makes it really fun in bed. Yeah.
I think that the way he was raised is just, like, to hate these people, and I don't think that's going to change very easily.
Yeah, when
you've
been in that type of environment for that long, you're not
going to
change.
Okay, I get what you guys are saying. It's like, it's not going to happen ever. I just still love the fanfics. So.
Oh, I'm going to have to kill you.
Oh, we're on to number 3.
Wait. Do we want Elliot to read this one?
Yeah, well...
I think we need to...
Number 3, with 16,623
stories. You'll have to make it dramatic. We have H/D, Harry Draco. Okay, so this is my time to shine.
Okay.
Versus before, when it wasn't. Harry Draco is an amazing fanfic, because it brings out those characters in a very interesting way.
Too interesting.
No. Sometimes it brings more of them out that we want to read about, but anyway.
I think Ellie enjoys reading about it.
Brings a lot of them out, actually.
So, it leaves Harry sweet, innocent, wanting to be organized, and loving Draco, but still they quarrel a lot, and it's such adorable little fights they have, and I love it. And there's the best one that I've ever read. If you're younger, it's. It was rated 7th year, which just means, it means there's nothing illegally erotic or anything in it. It's not rated teachers, but it's not necessarily for younger kids, okay?
For younger households.
It's called The Perfect Present, and it's very, very cute.
Is that Draco?
They start out and they argue, and then it's Christmas, or is it Christmas? And something like that.
Let's just say it's Christmas.
And then they go out to dinner with Ron and Hermione, who are together in this too. And then Ron has this grudge against Draco, and Hermione's trying to be all accepting, and it's really cute. Oh, that's so funny. Okay. And you should look it up if you feel interested in that.
A really good Draco Harry fanfic I read was where Draco was going to be executed in like a year because he was.
We have to do this. That's hilarious. We need a monkey screech, Elliot.
And where he's gonna be executed. He's gonna be executed in a year, and so he had a list of everything he wanted to do.
And one
so,
of them was Draco.
No, Draco was the one.
Oh, sorry,
the
one
list.
Of them was Harry.
And one of them was like fall in love, and it was really cute. So that's a good one.
Yeah,
too.
They're really adorable.
Yeah.
So that's the best one. That's actually number one.
Number 3. Going on to number 2. Harry and Hermione.
I don't want to talk about this one. It's
with
gross.
17,653.
It's gross. I don't want to think
this
about it.
This was before book 4, and everyone thought, oh, Harry's so going to fall in love with Hermione.
That's what I thought.
Then in book 4, we get the big hints. Even after book 4, when you're getting the biggest hints,
Four. Actually, the big hit was in book six with the hot makeup. Just gotta say that.
Yeah, I think they Hermione flirted a lot with Harry, like, throughout the whole series.
No, he didn't. No,
she
didn't.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Yeah. There was a lot of flirting.
I think it was flirting with someone else, which we will bring up after I say something about this one.
Lockhart?
Okay, everyone thought Harry is going to be in with Hermione, and some people thought Hermione was going to be with someone else, which we will tell you after this. And so there was, like, big wars about it, debates. Everyone was really getting into it. Finally, we reach book four, and we find the number one relationship.
Wait, no, I want to talk about this one a little bit more.
Oh, you. Go ahead.
It's gross and it's wrong. That's all.
Well, like, when I was first reading the books, I was like, what, third grade, fourth grade? So I was like, oh, yes, Ron and Hermione, or not Ron and Hermione, Harry and Hermione. And I even, we had the school paper, and I even wrote an article about it.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Sunset Gazette.
Yeah, and I even wrote an article about it, and everyone hated it, and I'm pretty sure some people threw things at me. So
that is the one who made the Harry Potter quiz?
Yes, I
was
the one who
made
that
quiz. That was cool. I think everyone liked that one.
Well, I think it's the same thing, like with Harry and Ron. They're their best friends, and it should stay that way.
Yeah, the only person Harry should be with would be Ginny and Draco, or both, at the same time.
Oh my gosh. So, as we said before, there were big wars about it, and we thought Harry and Hermione. Finally, in book four, we hear the biggest hits about the number one relationship with 19,831 stories, Ron and Hermione!
I thought that one was, like, really Twilight-y, and I didn't like it.
Hmm. Why do
you think
it's
Twilight-y?
There's nothing Twilight-y about it. They don't suck. Like,
they're
suck, though.
They're amazingly brilliant, and they're cute together, and we all know it was going to happen since book four.
No, I want to hear why Nico thinks it's Twilight-y.
Just because it's... Well, you knew it was going to happen from, like, pretty much book four, I think. Yeah, and I think even the movies made it seem like they're like getting together was like.
I
always
thought the movies seemed Harry and Hermione.
Yeah, I mean, movies are trying to confuse the viewers that don't read the books, and they're like,
read the books.
Sorry, that was a monkey attack again.
No, but remember in movie three when Budbeak was killed.
Buckbeak, not Budbeak.
Buckbeak. Oh, like when she was hugging Ron.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my god, Ron, and you're just like, oh.
Oh, she was hugging Ron, and then Harry had to ruin it by like leaning on Hermione.
I thought that was such a. I love you find that picture everywhere on the internet, and I love it.
If Harry wasn't there, it would be perfect.
Yeah.
Wait, if Ginny had not existed as Ron's little sister. And it was just Ron, Harry, and Hermione. What do you think would have happened, like,
Ron, Hermione.
I think Harry would have died.
I think
Harry had never existed. I think Harry wouldn't have had as much of a reason to live, and in the forest he might have chosen to die and go on. If it wasn't for Ginny.
I think Harry's a little bit too angsty for Hermione. Just because in the seventh book he's like, me. He's just spazzing out, and Hermione's just like, okay.
Wait, I take that back. I think if Ginny hadn't existed, he'd get together with Draco. I read another great Harry Draco where it was when they do their duel in the book one. No, in book one.
Two.
What? It was book two.
The Midnight Duel.
The Midnight Duel? Wasn't a Midnight Duel, that's all I'm gonna say, but it was so good.
The duel.
They do. Okay.
It's made out of oak.
Why, Holly?
Willow,
we're gonna have an appropriate boy.
Guys, we can't hear her.
Yeah, I think Ron and Hermione are very cute, and they work well together.
It was fate for Ron and Hermione to get together. You can't stop fate, because that's just not how it works.
So, I think we've come up with our official opinions for all ships. We definitely think Ron and Hermione are together. We all agree on that.
Here.
We definitely think that Harry and Ginny are together. We agree on that. And we agree that Harry sees Draco on the side.
Yeah. So now do we want to talk about just in our last minutes
well,
wrapping
actually,
up?
I was going to talk about the worst fanfic ship that you should never look up.
What is it?
Well, do we want to talk about our favorite ones that aren't the
let's talk about
most
our
popular?
Favorite and our least ships. We'll just give one or two sentences.
I'll do my least favorite.
We'll start with Vanessa.
Let me think, because I know I have a really
You guys know my
one.
Favorite. My favorite is Harry Draco.
Well,
my
one
least
that's
favorite.
Not on the list.
Oh, my favorite
well,
that's not on the list?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I love Neville and Luna, and I hate that they didn't get together. Another one I really, really like is Luna and Draco. I have no clue, because Draco's so mean and Luna's just like, wah. It's just really fun to read.
I read a good Luna Ron once. Luna Ron is good. I'll say that.
Yeah, Luna and anyone.
Really. Least favorite.
There's Knuckles in the bed.
I really hate Draco and Ron's. Those are just awful. I also hate.
There's only like five.
I also hate Ron and like that Blaze dude.
Oh, Blaze that beating?
Yeah, I hate that one. I hate those.
Okay.
Favorite, not on our list, would be Ron, Luna, and least favorite is Draco Lucius. It is.
Oh, incest!
I ran into one.
No, that's if you do it with your siblings.
No, it's your father.
Oh.
Yeah, it's anyone you're related to.
It is the worst. I mean, I.
Those are awful.
I ran into it and I was just like, oh, I'm too curious to put that down. And I looked at it. I was like, oh, no. No, and I couldn't sleep that night. It was so awful, the things that he did. It was really disturbing. It was a whole
book. I had two favorites. One of them was Neville and Luna. I thought that was really cute. The other one, for some reason, was Bill and Fleur.
Oh.
I thought that was interesting and sexy for some reason.
Okay. Least favorite?
Let's see. I think my least favorite was Cho and Harry.
Oh.
I didn't like it
either. I totally
thought it was an afterthought. It seemed like an afterthought.
I really liked the Neville and Luna. I thought they should have gotten together in like book 7 or something, because you could see that it was kind of coming.
Yeah,
she never said it. And then,
Luna married Ralph, and Neville married.
Yeah, it was just messed up.
Newt Scamander.
No.
Ralph's that commander!
Was great. No, Ralph's commander is who Luna married. Neville married,
I thought you said Luna.
No, Neville married, no.
Hannah Abbott.
Yeah.
Hannah Abbott, and now she runs the Leaky Cauldron. Hufflepuff's in control of the Leaky Cauldron.
You know what?
All the Hufflepuff
kids. You know what I think they're gonna do? I think they're gonna add Neville Luna. I can't talk. I think they're gonna add a Neville Luna thing to the movies. Just cause,
it's more simple.
In the fifth movie, if you looked really hard, you could see some hints of romance going on there.
How do you think
my turn, please.
Okay.
Calm down, Nivea.
Okay, one of my favorite is Katie and George, and also I also like Katie and Oliver. Anything with Katie, because in some of the fanfics I've read, Katie is just so...
Awesome?
Yes.
Oh, I hate Fred George. That's another bad one.
Fred George is twincest.
I thought when I first saw that, I thought that was so clever. I was just like,
"Yeah, Haley loves my friend Haley loves Fred George, and I love Harry Drake."
Was it Pavarti or Padma had gotten together with Harry after the Yule Ball?
Oh, you know how lame that would have been. Like, and then he didn't marry Ginny.
At the end, he didn't marry Ginny. The end.
Hermione commits suicide.
Oh,
Ron
okay.
drowned in a bathtub. Harry did.
One I don't like is Cedric and Cho, because I think Cedric could do so much better, and because Cho is a big crybaby.
And Cedric's actually a cool guy.
I read Cedric Edward once.
Oh my gosh!
It was so funny, because the images in your head are like, what?
Yeah, because...
And then when they're naked, you can't tell the difference. And then...
The reason we were exclaiming about this Cedric is played by Robert Pattinson, who also plays Edward.
That's just so...
Some people have theories that Cedric never really died. He just turned into a vampire named Edward.
I like that.
That's
theory.
How Cedric really
I like
died.
That. I like
a,
that.
A really awful fanfic, though, I've read is Cedric and Harry, and then Cedric and Draco.
Have you guys ever read J.K. Rowling Stephanie Meyer fanfic?
J.K. Rowling is so much better.
We are not going to get into an argument.
Guys, I really wonder how the movies are going to interpret the ships, because usually they like really go overboard with the ships in the movies and like make them really melodramatic.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that Low Ball High? That scene where Ginny's going to kiss Harry? It looks all wrong to me.
I know.
Like, he's backed up in a corner.
I think Ginny was just like,
yes.
I want you. And it's just
first
like,
of all, it looks kind of awkward, and then Harry's hair is horrible. Daniel Radcliffe needs to get better hair.
Yeah, no, I really like
his
hair.
I liked
his wild
hair.
Daniel Radcliffe's hair.
My favorite was his hair was so awesome. It looked like mine.
It got on fire. He had way better hair than fifth or sixth.
This week I was.
Oh.
I should like sell Daniel Radcliffe my hair.
So this was Seriously Potter episode 12. We're wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
Wait, we have to go get Blair to talk about. Never mind, we'll talk about MySpace some other time.
We wish you a really happy Valentine's Day. We hope you find your true love.
MySpace.com/seriously_Potter.
So go to seriously-potter.com for all your Harry Potter needs and contact info. We're gonna end the podcast here, so goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's a blooper. Ha 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 ha.